Good morning, everybody. Can you please sit down? Thank you. First of all, my apologies for the late starting of this, but as I think most of you know, today is a state opening of Parliament, and sadly I didn't choose that date. We are waiting for the Deputy Russian Ambassador and also the bus with the embassy school children. So as soon as they arrive, I will ask the Deputy Ambassador to speak. And I say my apologies for that, and I just hope the weather will stay fine to the end of this ceremony. Deputy Lieutenant of Southwark, Your Worship, Your Excellency, friends, a very warm welcome to you all to the Geraldine Mary Harmsworth Park this morning for the remembrance ceremony, remembering the 27 million service personnel and civilians of the republics of the former Soviet Union, remembering too the wartime alliance of Great Britain and the United States of America in the Soviet Union. We remember also the Nazi occupation of the Channel Islands, the only part of the United Kingdom to be occupied, and we remember the suffering of the Soviet prisoners of war there, with over 400 of them worked to death. Later, towards the end of this year, is the 70th anniversary of the start of the Battle of Stalingrad, and the victory of Stalingrad later proved that the Nazi army was not invincible. I note that the Russian government has issued a new medal, the Yushkov Medal, and Churchill called the Arctic convoys the worst journey of the world. And I note there's going to be another review on whether to award our lads an Arctic convoy medal, and I hope this time they will receive an honour which is long overdue. And I would just like to mention that this year is the 50th anniversary of the twinning of Manchester with St Petersburg, and I congratulate both of those cities. I now call upon the Deputy Mayor of Southwark to give you a civic welcome on behalf of the Borough of Southwark.
Dear friends, I address you today not only on my behalf, but also on the behalf of Madam Mayor, Councillor Lorraine Lauder, MBE, who is currently on an official visit to our twin town, Clichy, in France, and is therefore unable to be with us to mark the victory in Europe today. It was on May the 9th, Mexico time, when the German military surrender became effective, which is why Eastern Europe countries such as Russia and former Soviet Republic commemorate Victory Day today instead of yesterday, May the 8th. But regardless of when we mark the historic event, it is also an opportunity to recall our shared history as well as our joint commitment to the cause of world peace and preservation of democracy. Upon the defeat of Nazi Germany, celebration erupted throughout the Western world. From Mexico to New York, people cheer. In the United Kingdom, more than 1 million people celebrate in the street to mark the end of the European part of the war. Here in London, crowds massed in Trafalgar Square and stand at the mall to Buckingham Palace, where King George V and Queen Elizabeth, accompanied by Prime Minister Winston Churchill, appear on the balcony of Buckingham Palace before the cheering crowd. The future Queen Elizabeth II, who this year celebrates 60 years on the throne, was among those who also took part in the celebration. As we prepare to join her in marking the Diamond Jubilee of her coronation and her sixth decade of faithful service, we remember the sacrifice of the past and the greatness shown by men and women of courage in freeing the world from the territory of Hitler dictatorship. We can never tire of recalling the depth of gratitude we owe to all those who demonstrate such selflessness, courage, and heroism, and who thus ensure generations such as ours will reap the hair of freedom in our time. By gathering as we do on this day and in this garden of remembrance, we will always pay tribute to all those who continue to proudly Europe tradition of patriotism, service and sacrifice. We also remember the fallen, those who have paid tribute, price, and have given their all for the sake of freedom and world peace. As our thoughts and prayers rise to the heavens, so may our hopes and aspirations be lifted yet again for a better world. Thank you for joining me in paying tribute to the memory of the dead and for standing united in our determination that the dark deeds of the past will never be repeated.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I would now like to invite Mr. Alexander Kramarenko, Minister Councillor at the Embassy of the Russian Federation in London, who is here today representing the Russian Ambassador, and will now speak to you.
Your Honour, colleagues of the Diplomatic Corps, dear war veterans, ladies and gentlemen, friends. To say that the 9th of May is a very special day in Russia would be a gross understatement. It's about life and humanity's true mission on Earth. For it's not as much about victory, which was granted by God to the people that were on the right side of history, as about its price and sacrifices that made it possible. As is said in the Bible, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Here we pay tribute to those who paid the ultimate price for the victory that became greatest spiritual value of all the peoples of the former Soviet Union. That war touched every family in our country. In that war that started in the most unfavorable circumstances imaginable, we didn't seek to prove our ability to kill, but our capacity to stand our ground between death and humanity in defense of European civilization against absolute evil that had been let out of the bottle by the division of Europe brought about by World War I. Winston Churchill, in his address to the British people on May the 8th, 1945, said that in all our long history we have never seen a greater day than this. It's not merely by chance that the Soviet and British peoples found themselves on the same side, as they did in early 19th century in response to Napoleon's threat to freedom and independence of European nations. When we pay respects to those who died in the fight against fascism, we understand that there are fundamental values of humanity that bind us. Unlike ideological differences that come and go, they belong to eternity, and living by them ultimately defines our place in history. For us in Russia, it was also a proof that we have been and still are an indispensable member of the European family. That is the lesson we have learned from that tragedy, which underpins our present policy aimed at restoring the unity and cohesion of Europe that we lost a century ago. Accomplishment of that objective would be appropriate and enduring tribute to our dead in both world wars. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency. And I know I'd like to invite Councillor Eliza Mann to read out a statement from Simon Hughes, who, again, because of the state opening of Parliament, is unable to be with us. Thank you, Eliza.
Thank you. I'm actually Councillor Anudal Samurai, so Eliza is here as well. I've just got a message from Simon to read out. I am very sorry that I cannot be with you all today, as I would wish. At this moment, the Queen is coming to Westminster for the state opening of the second session of this Parliament. and I must be present in Parliament for the Queen's speech. I do not believe that I have missed a Victory Day act of remembrance at the Soviet War Memorial in Geraldine Mary Harmsworth Park before, since the Soviet Memorial Trust Fund first initiated this event 13 years ago. On the 7th, 8th and 9th of May, the Commonwealth, the United Kingdom and the countries of the former Soviet Union celebrate victory in Europe when the World War II Allies formally accepted the unconditional surrender of the forces of Nazi Germany and the end of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. The act of surrender was signed on the 7th of May in France and ratified on the 8th of May in Berlin. From Moscow to New York and all around the Commonwealth, people cheered. In the UK, more than 1 million people celebrated in the streets to mark the end of the European part of the war. In London, crowds massed in Trafalgar Square and up to the Mall to Buckingham Palace, where King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, accompanied by Winston Churchill, appeared on the balcony before cheering crowds. Our present Queen, with her sister, wandered anonymously among the crowds. As the Soviet Union was to the east of Germany, it was May 9th, Moscow time, when the German military surrender became effective. That's why Eastern European countries commemorate Victory Day today, 9th of May. 9th of May was also the date of the formal surrender of the occupying German forces in the Channel Islands. Less than 7 years later, Princess Elizabeth became our Queen, and in a few weeks' time, the streets of London will be filled again to mark 60 years of her reign, the second longest-serving current head of state in the world, and the second longest head of state ever in these islands. There have, of course, been conflicts in Europe during her reign, in the Balkans and in Cyprus. But the history of the last 60 years in this continent is of increasing democracy, freedom, and independence from dictatorship and foreign rule, from Portugal to Ukraine. Never again have we seen the tyranny of fascism or Nazism. Today is indeed, therefore, a day for celebration in the diversity of our continent, in the increasingly effective structures to support our democratic institutions and our common development in the exchanges and collaboration between the countries of Europe. As President Putin celebrates his inauguration for his third term as Russian president, as the new French president takes office, as Greece works out who should lead the next government in Athens, and as the first coalition government in this country since the Second World War starts its third year in office, it is obvious that whatever the difficulties and the challenges, democracy is alive and well in this continent. But we can never take democracy or peace for granted. So today is a reminder of the almost unbelievable number of lives lost by the Allies, and in particular here commemorated the lives lost by the troops and the people of the Soviet Union. In sunshine or in rain, and from the Atlantic to the Urals, we must always acknowledge our debt, honour their memory, and remember them, and resolve always to work for peace in our continent and all the countries of Europe and the world in all the years ahead.
Thank you very much for that, and I will send all our good wishes to Simon, and I hope we will see him on Remembrance Sunday later in the year. Thank you. We now start the solemn part of this ceremony, the wreath-laying ceremony. I would ask you all to stand for that.